step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the FCB Radio Network, home of the best personalities and where real talk lives. Online at FCBRadio.com. FCB.
Great faces when they drop jaw. Food chain says top dog. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaws. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaws. Make them scream out loud. Cause a ruckus in the crowd like a foul ball. Tune in if the charge for the outlaws. Tune in if the charge for the outlaws.
Welcome to the Outlaws. This is Darby Oda, Kingpin Morrow, alongside Robin O'Malley and Dante Bryant. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. And the family is back together. It's actually been a little while since all three of us have been on the show at the same time, so I'm glad that the family is all back together. The gang's all here. Miss O'Malley, how are you?
Should I answer that honestly?
Well, if you want to share.
Well, Darvio, I guess I'll be honest. Long story short, I'm much better today. I'm great today as far as not being here last week. I did have a funeral as we spoke that I had a death in the family maybe the week before. And then I decided, well, my cat decided that I was going to be a chew toy Friday. So I was in the hospital for a few days and now I'm here.
And I just want to tell our audience that I love so much. I thank you all so very much for listening to this fine program. So I'm going to be honest with our audience and tell you all that Robin did not tell myself or Dante about any of this until right before the show started. So me and her gonna have to have a stern talking to in a little bit, because you don't keep that kind of stuff away from your people.
I didn't want to look. Hey, in my defense, you know, I didn't want to hear from Dante, I told you so.
Well, I did tell you though.
You know what? See, this, you know what?
Yeah, we're not going to get, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to get into that because Dante hates cats, and I'm sure there's plenty of cat lovers on this show. So we're not going to anger our audience, but just for the record, if you want to know what Robin is alluding to, Dante hates cats. So I'll just leave it at that. Dante, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. And just in my defense, I only don't like cats because, you know, they put nice people like Robin in a hospital. But anyway, I'm doing good. I'm very disappointed. Robin didn't tell us, you know, she's in the hospital. Her cat, you know, got the best of her. But I hope, you know, Robin, hopefully there's going to be a round two.
Not a round two, really?
I was just about to say that. Like, well, he got that round, but what did Pop say? You live to fight another day.
Y'all stupid.
So I'm glad you're okay, though. Glad everybody's back.
Thank you.
We have a lot of things to discuss. There's a topic that I want to bring up to my two co-host, something I saw on social media today that I personally think is completely outrageous, but I want to know what they think. But first, last week, Dante and myself and our guest co-host, Amelia Hamilton, we talked about the shooting in Uvalde and all the issues that come along with that. I think it's important. Robin has kids, has school age kids specifically. So I think it's important to get her perspective on that as well before we move on to the next topic. So Robin, your perspective on what's going on with these schools. And also you told me something that I didn't know that happened locally today. So why don't you share that also?
So first and foremost, I would say my perspective on as far as the school shootings, being that I have two little ones, that is very concerning. And I think that they should have security at these doors of each school, like, or at least you should be able to get buzzed in. Like, it shouldn't just be open like that. So, and then the other thing, as far as what happened today, so in Parma, here in Parma, where I live, there is a high school called Parma High. And there was a threat that there was going to be a shooting in Parma High today from a student that resides and attends school in Cleveland, Ohio. So I don't know if there might have been an issue between this student and another, like maybe a Parma student. I don't know. But the 17-year-old boy was arrested for the threat. And they ended up shutting down Parma High for the day. And I'm pretty sure it may have been their last day of school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah,
those are some of the things that's going to have to start happening with these little bastards. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Who are making these kind of threats? Because you don't know who's serious. You don't know if they're making a prank or whatever, but you can't take no chance. Send all their asses to jail, in my opinion. If you're going to be calling threats and all of that, like, mm-mm.
But no. You know what, Darvio? Another thing is, as far as this whole topic is, I've noticed a lot of parents, you know, on social media, I'll see in the comments, I'll pay attention, you know, and a lot of parents actually say that they're close to just homeschooling their children because at this point, kids aren't even safe to go to school. So, I fully understand that.
It's funny you said that too, because homeschooling has kind of been on the rise anyway, as a result of, you know, a lot of the mandates, you know, through COVID and people, you know, these schools not opening up and parents wanting their kids to go back to school. And also, you know, parents finding out what some of these schools are teaching their kids. So it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff going on already that's kind of been moving that homeschool movement. And also now, you know, with parents feeling like their kids aren't safe. But to go to back to your point, and then Dante, I'm gonna pivot to you and then we'll move on. As far as what needs to be done, I completely, totally, 1000% agree. Like, people want to pretend like you shouldn't have to have security in the school. That's not the world we live in. You know what I mean? This is not Mayberry. You have to understand and accept the fact that it's some crazy, dark, evil people out here. And just because you want to pretend like these folks don't exist, it doesn't make them go away, right? So yeah, you're damn right. We need security in the schools, because at the end of the day, because of course this conversation always goes back to guns. There are 400 million guns in America. There are 300 million people. There are more guns in America than there are people. So how are you going to get all those guns off the street? You're not. Like, let's get serious here. You know what I mean? I think people are living in a fantasy world if you think gun control is going to stop some fool from going to shoot up a school. Like we talked about last week, schools are gun-free zones by law, right? Legally. Like, you can't bring a gun onto a school grounds. That's a federal law. So the dude who shot the school in Uvalde, just by being on the premises with the gun, he already broke the law. So clearly he don't give a damn about the law. You know, and people don't understand that. Like, look, if we really care about our babies, we need to be making sure that these schools that our children go to have security in them. And if it doesn't, you pull them out and send them to a school that does. And if you can't find a school that does, then maybe you got to send them to a private or a charter or a homeschool. That's just what it is. Dante, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's all about hardening target, right? We hear this term every time this happens about soft targets versus hard targets, right? You know why you don't see shootings at NBA finals games? Because it's a bunch of police and a bunch of undercover police agents and a bunch of people with guns that would stop the threat. So you can't get in there with a gun, right? We got metal detectors and police officers and gun sniffing dogs and all that type of stuff there. So you can't get in, right? Same thing with federal buildings, right? You don't think there's a lot of crazy people that would have wanted to do harm to politicians and stuff like, well, you can't. You can't get to them, right? You should probably think about doing the same thing to schools, right? Even the crazy thing is you never see any of this type of stuff happening at inner city or I don't know what the term to call it is, but like say black suburban schools, right? Because I didn't go to a high school that was in the inner city. Yeah, I didn't go to a high school like that, but we had
You were in an inner suburb, right?
Yep, for my ninth and tenth grade year of high school.
Hold on real quick. I just want to break that down. For those who don't know, an inner ring suburb is a suburb that borders an urban city. So that's why, like, if you ever heard me say that Dante grew up hood adjacent, that's what I mean by that. Like, he didn't grow up in the hood, but he was in an inner ring suburb, so he was right next door to it. So go ahead, Dante.
Yeah, and so we, you know, first thing you do when you get to the school, you got to take off your shoes and you got to go through a metal detector. Now, you could get other stuff into the school, but you couldn't get a gun in there, right? You could get drugs in there, but you couldn't get, you definitely could not get a gun in there, right? They have metal detectors. If you beeped because of, say, keys or anything like that, it's over, right? They're going to stop you and pat you down, and there's security and police. So, you know, there was never going to be a mass shooting at that school. It's just not. There's never going to be one at John Adams or you know, it's just not going to happen. They take too many precautions. And so I think people need to get out of this. Well, I don't want my six-year-old to have to go through that. Well, I'm sorry, but that's the world we live in. Unfortunately, it stinks, but that's the world we live in. And like you said, the gun control option really isn't an option. Right. Because, again, and this is hard for people to hear because they want to believe that there's a simple fix. They want to believe, most people that I've come across want to believe that there's something that their government can do to save them. Unfortunately, you cannot legislate a person who is willing to murder children in cold blood. A person like the person in Uvalde who's willing to shoot his grandmother in the face. There is no law to save you from him. No politician can protect you from that. I promise you, right? Again, it's auto felony to have a gun in a gun-free zone. You bring a gun into a bank, even if you have a license, it doesn't matter, automatic felony. You bring a gun into a school, automatic felony. He don't care. If what the most sensible thing here is, murder is illegal. They don't care. Because he wants to kill, if somebody wants to kill a six-year-old, they don't care about the law. So you have to harden the target and make it more difficult for them to get to your children. That's the only way that it's going to, that's the only way to prevent this.
Yeah, that's the only option. So what we're going to do, because I have one more question for Robin, and then we'll just end up, because I'm looking at the clock here, we'll just end up taking a break after this, and then we'll go to the topic that I wanted to bring up to y'all. But Robin, you went to Cleveland Public Schools, right?
Yeah, I went to Cleveland Public.
Do you remember what the security was like in your school?
Oh yeah, I'm still friends with the security. yes. In my junior high, they were very. Very strict. Some of them were a little aggressive. but then again, some of the kids were a-holes and kind of needed that structure.
Right.
Now, when I was in high school, I went to Max Hayes. So that was a vocational school.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was security in there as well, but you know, you couldn't get into the door. Whether it was in my junior high or in my high school, whether either way, there was a metal detector and there was always security, whether you were going in or out. Like you couldn't get into any single door in the building, whether you were going through the gym door, the front door, the back door, it didn't matter. Like there was security everywhere, walking the halls.
Yeah. And so that's why, like Dante said, you know, those type of shootings in schools like that are not common. Like it doesn't typically happen in schools like that because they have specifically in when we're talking about, you know, Cleveland public schools in particular. And I wrote an article about this, like they have a police department. Like the Cleveland School District has a police department. My father was one of the founders of it. Like my father worked in safety and security for over 30 years and was one of the founders of the school police department. Like they have a legitimate, like they have. In every school now, this happened after 2007 when they had when they did have that one shooting with Asa Kuhn at Success Tech. After that, they made sure that every school had metal detectors. Every school had security guards and police. And you couldn't just walk up in there. Like you couldn't just walk up in there. Those schools are very secure. And if you go to a Cleveland public school today, right now, you're going to see both unarmed security guards and armed cops.
You know what, Darvio? And with that, like, police. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and with the security as well, it was to the point where kids had pocket knives and they was tossing them into the bushes. And not only were they throwing their weapons in the bushes, but hey, kids were not allowed to keep their phones either. So the kids would take their batteries at the time, you know, because now phones don't, you can't open the phones.
Right.
Take the batteries out. Back then they would take the batteries out of their phones, stick one battery in one sock and stick the phone in the other sock.
That also shows you how old me and Robin are, but go ahead, Robin. Yeah, like that's, so at the end of the day, you know, and that has been, there's a reason why Cleveland hasn't had a school shooting since, right? Like you, I know people are like, well, and I'll close with this. People are like, well, I don't want my child to have to go through a school and it feels like a prison. I don't want him or her to have armed guards at the door. Well, here's your choice. Do you want your baby to come home alive, the way that he or she left your house? That's your choice. If you want your child to come back home the way that he or she left your house, then I suggest instead of wasting time on things that won't work and will never happen, I suggest you call your legislators. You call your senators, you call your representatives, you call your state representatives, you call your state senators, your mayor, your governor, your school board, and make sure that they have real security up in these schools and that there's real protective measures up in these schools. If you want your child to come back home alive, I strongly suggest that you spend more time on things that will work versus wasting time on things that won't. So on that note, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Outlaws.
These days, it seems like everybody's talking, but no one is actually listening to the things they're saying. Critical thinking isn't dead, but it's definitely low on oxygen. Join me, Kira Davis, on Just Listen to Yourself every week as we reason through issues big and small, critique our own ideas, and learn to draw our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis and FCB Radio Podcast on Apple, on Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real talk, real conversations. We got the heat.
Giving it real.
Hell yeah.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to the Outlaws. Make sure that you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're listening to the show on Apple, make sure you leave us a five-star review and a comment. It's very important for the algorithm. And for those of you who have already done so, thank you oh so very much. So now I'm going to bring back a topic that we haven't done in a while, a segment rather that we haven't done in a while, the segment called Juicy, where we talk about a juicy relationship topic. Now, I don't know how juicy this is. It's kind of disturbing. And I want to know your thoughts on this. As a matter of fact, Dante, I'm going to go to you first, so get ready. I saw this on social media. This was actually posted by one of the local celebrities here, Sam Silk. Shout out to Sam Silk. It was posted on his social. And it has a video of a woman. And the caption is, he cheated, so I threw his mom's ashes in the river. And it's a video of her emptying a vase, which clearly looks like it's ashes coming out. And she poured it all out, threw the vase in the river, and then dusted her hands off like she was, like she just got done taking out the trash. This is probably one of the most outrageous things I've ever seen in my life. And Dante, I want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, that is, wow. I don't even want to think about what I would do in that situation. I definitely wouldn't say on the radio what I would do in that situation. God forbid, I'm just going to be grateful that I'll never be in that situation. But every time I see women doing crazy stuff because a man cheated on them, like, you know, cutting up stuff. I saw one where it was like the girl threw the Xbox out the window. I'm like, listen, just leave. Like, you don't need to do all this stuff. Like, this is sad. This doesn't make you look good. It doesn't make you look smart. It makes you look stupid. And then if he do something to you, I don't want to hear about it. If you do this and he do something awful to you, I don't want to hear about it, because you crossed the line. And some people may say cheating is crossed the line. That's fine. I think it is too. So in that case, you need to leave. But like, disrespecting his dead mother, who had nothing to do with that, or like damaging property and all that, no. You opening yourself up for a whole different kind of problem, because if he returns fire with fire and put his hands on you or something else, now you upset and you want to be a victim. And you provoke that. So just leave. If the man cheats on you and you can't deal with it, just leave him alone.
Yeah, this is absolutely absurd. And granted, you know, exactly like what Dante was saying. Nobody's saying that cheating is okay. You know what I mean? I don't believe in cheating. I think cheating is a betrayal. I think it's disloyal. However, to react to cheating by doing this, that is absurd. Like, absolutely. I couldn't even imagine how I would react to it. I couldn't imagine. Robin, your thoughts?
I mean, I might say what Dante didn't want to say.
Don't do it. Not on the air. Don't do it.
I mean, I'll say this. Especially when it comes to your parents' ashes. I mean, it's anybody's ashes. Like, that's high key disrespectful. That's low. Oh. That says a lot about her character. I mean, first and foremost, and don't let no other man. I mean, if her name and her face is out there, don't let these other men see her who she is, because it's going to be hard for her to get into a relationship now.
Oh yeah, and she her face is right there on the video, and I'm reading some of these comments, and one person said, "What did the mom do? She didn't make him cheat. Why not just leave old boy? She definitely went too far. She corny ASF for this."
And you know what, Darvio? The thing with that is, it's foul, right? It's foul, but we all know what goes around comes around, and karma gonna come and get her. However, me being me, I don't know if I got patience enough to wait on karma.
Dante, what did the Bible say? You reap what you sow, right?
Yeah, that's
whatever,
an ugly
whatever
one,
man
yeah.
soweth, they shall reap it. Like, Robin, could you imagine if that happened to you?
Listen, every ounce of my ghetto and crazy that I didn't even know existed is going to exist because
and then here's the $1 million question. Like Dante said, now, if you do something to the person, then you wrong.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? But you know what? Guess what? I'm going to smile in my mugshot after that.
No. No, don't say that.
No, because don't play around with my mama or my daddy's ashes. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so foul and evil.
The best thing to get revenge on somebody, if somebody is cheating on you, the best revenge you can do is leave and just go be happy and be at peace. Because when they see that you're happy and at peace, that's going to hurt them more.
Right. Right. Now, see, Dante, I'm reading this other comment, right? I want your reaction to this because this is part of what you were saying. The person said, too far. His car, his clothes, maybe, but not his mother's urn. I don't know if his car and clothes are cool either. Like,
no, that's pathetic, man. That's pathetic. It's just like so many people out here don't know how to deal with emotions. Like, I'm not letting you off the hook if you touch my stuff. Don't do it. Don't do it. I didn't put my hand, listen, because now if it's a mark on her, or if I put my hands on her, oh, now I'm wrong. But she can cut up all my stuff? No. It's not. Look, just leave. You don't have to do all that. Just leave.
Right. Right. Because why? And here's the thing. Why even if this man wronged you, right? And Robin, I'll go to you and we'll close it out. If this man wronged you, if he victimized you in that way, betrayed your trust, why would you do that to allow, like, what point are you proving? You're not helping the situation. You're not making anything better. You're just showing that this man continues to have power over you.
You know what, Darvell? You preached right there. You preached right there, because that's very true. You know, when you react to situations with anger, that is giving that other person the upper hand. That's giving them the power.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it's definitely wrong. It's low of her, and karma gonna come get her.
Yeah.
And God forbid that his mama's spirit come and haunt her.
Yeah, I mean, I just couldn't imagine that. I just couldn't imagine, like, to do that. Like, that's just, and I'm like Dante, I don't even want to think about how I would react to something like that.
Nope.
Because if I thought about it and if I said it, we would get canceled.
Or God forbid the situation came up and I reacted the way I said I would react, and now they looking all. Look,
they gonna play this episode on the stand.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go to break, and the three of us are going to talk about what we would actually do while we're doing, while we're on break. We'll go to Tea Time with Rome when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Outlaws.
Have you ever wondered what really goes on behind the scenes in the entertainment industry? Join me, Victoria Henley from Cycle 19 of America's Next Top Model, for an inside look at fashion shows, concerts, and a wide variety of events throughout the United States, featuring exclusive and insightful interviews with both seasoned and up-and-coming artists. Listen in and subscribe to Backstage Pass with Victoria, an FCB radio podcast on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is The Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to The Outlaws. And now is the time of the show that we like to call Tea Time with Ro.
Turn it up. I don't see no competition. The latest celebrity news and gossip. So you better ask permission. It's Tea Time with Ro on The Outlaws Radio Show. If you want to roll with me.
All right, y'all. So back on my tea time, I got this nice hot tea. I mean, it is just fresh out the pot. All right. So everybody been watching that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation for some time now, like it's some Netflix series or something. So it's been a long road for him. You know, everybody dealing with or with him dealing with, you know, her using the bathroom on his bed and accusing him of abusing her. I mean, there's so many different things that it has gotten to. And she was basically trying to play the victim role. And she was the one doing the abusing. Like, he had bruises on him, marks on his face. You can see that this man was mentally, spiritually, emotionally broken.
Broken, yep.
You can see it all over his face. And just what was it yesterday? Was it yesterday?
Was it yesterday? I don't know. All these days are running together now. But
okay, well, so. It was this week. Well, it has been finalized, and Johnny Depp won the case. So hooray for him! So everybody's in celebration of that for him. However, you know, one thing I would definitely like to say on this whole topic is. As far as Amber Heard, that is nothing to joke about being abused and the things that she said that he has done to her, because there are many women in this world that go through that. And people felt for her because everybody didn't know which side to take, you know, trying to understand, trying to hear her out. But at the same point, you can see that this woman is a bold-faced liar written all over her face, live on camera. So now a lot of women are like, why would you do that? Why would you lie about something that's so serious, saying that this man beat you when he didn't?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm happy for that man. I'm happy for him. So he got his life back. He got his freedom back. And I know he was living it up when once they gave him the go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Dante, I'll get your thoughts on this first, and then I'll give mine to close it out.
Yeah, first and foremost, I'm glad that it's over. It's about time that it's over. It feels like we've been talking about this for months now. Hopefully we never have to hear or see from them again. That's first and foremost. Two, I agree with Robin. It's not something to play with, right? And it seems like it almost kind of became trivial because, you know, she was so bad at lying and kind of seems so deranged. She's even still continuing, like, with the bit a little bit, right? Like, her statement after the trial was, you know, I'm devastated. This hurts, right? I try to be an advocate for abuse, you know, for victims everywhere. It's like, no, you should stop that charade. It's over. You know, the case is over. You don't have to keep lying, right? But, you know, she's going to continue with it. And the worst part about it to me is, we did on the show and elsewhere, but has the nation come to a point where we can finally talk about domestic violence for both men and women in a serious context, right? Because that's really what should come out of this. But all in all, man, I feel like, you know, there are no winners in this because, you know, Johnny still has to face his children and she still has to live whatever kind of life she's going to leave. I feel, you know, there's going to be a guy that's like, well, you know, she is kind of bad and they're going to try and shoot their shot. And this is going to be a never ending cycle with her, unfortunately, because that's just how people with abusive personalities tend to turn out. Right. So somebody else is going to look at her and think that, you know, the juice is worth the squeeze. And I'm here to tell you right now, it's not. So this is a sad situation to me all around, but at least Johnny Depp got to clear his name a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing that's really unfortunate, I completely agree with everything that both of you have said, but it's really disappointing that she continues, and it shows how pathological she is, that she's continuing the charade, that she is continuing to act like she is some fighter for women. And it's like, no, you've made things harder for women. You know what I mean? I know women who have went through what she said she went through, what she lied about, right? I know women who have been abused by men. I know women personally who have been abused by men, right? It is unfathomable to me that you would lie about something like that. It's almost, and Dossie, tell me what you think. It's almost like what this Amber Heard for women was like Juicy Smollett for Black people.
Ooh, like, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You know what I mean?
I was gonna say her continuance of the charade is, you know, kind of OJ like. She didn't kill anybody, but you know how OJ is still, you know, he's still
out there looking for the killer, right?
Yeah, I don't want to go to California because I don't want to end up sitting next to whoever did it. You know, it's one of those things, and it's like, well, can you stop now? That's how I feel about her. Now, she obviously got a long way to go. You know, she got 20 more years of lying to catch up to OJ. But, you know, there's...
But I would argue...
Allegedly. But, yeah, still, like...
Yeah, I would argue it's more comparable. I would say it's more comparable to Jussie. Because how dare you take something that really happens to people, that has happened to people, right? And use that to benefit yourself. So in Jussie's case, it was the most egregious thing to me, and I know you agree because we've talked about this before. What self-respecting Black man walks around with a noose on his neck?
Yeah, after being called of all the things he was
the N-word.
Hate crime, yeah.
What self-respecting Black man would do that? So in this case, for Amber Heard, what self-respecting woman would do that? When you know that there are women who actually go through this in real life, and you know that your actions just made it harder for those women to be believed. Because now, and we've seen this with the Jussie situation, right? Now, like anytime something racist happens, when there's people who want to pretend that racism doesn't exist, the first thing they do is bring up Jussie. So now you're going to have people who want to believe, who want to pretend that women don't get abused for real. The first thing they're going to bring up is Amber Heard. It's like, how dare you be so selfish and narcissistic? But it's clear, I think, by her behavior on this, it lets me further know that she did everything Johnny Depp says she did. Because for you to do something like that, to take something that really happens to women for real and use it for your own benefit, and then when the jury decides that, nah, you was lying, and you still keep up the charade, and you want to talk about how hard this makes it for women? Really? That's sick. That's sick. It's I can't even fathom the words that, like, what is your, how does your brain work? Clearly, this woman has deep psychological issues. And it don't matter how fine you are, boo-boo, because Amber Heard is a very attractive woman, but she don't look that pretty today, now do she? Because now when you see her, you don't think about her outward appearance. You're probably thinking about the fact that she was willing to drop a deuce on somebody's bed. Like, you don't look that cute no more. It's outrageous to me. Robin, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I would say any woman in her right mind would definitely not even be able to bring themselves to do such a thing.
Right.
Like, why? Why? I mean, so, like, I mean, why, first of all, why did she even do any of this stuff to begin with?
Right.
Like, if you were unhappy, again, like our last topic, you know, leave. You don't have to go to those extremes.
defecate on the bed.
Like, I couldn't, okay? Most women are nervous to even pass gas around. Like, but to do that, like, girl, you bold. You real bold.
Oh,
like,
my
she
goodness.
Made difference. She's special and she need to seek help.
Yep. And so for people who don't know, also, she is her lawyer, according to her lawyer, they're going to appeal.
Oh, jeez.
Which is, what? Yeah, according to her lawyer, they're going to appeal. Now, I'm just going to leave you all with this. So she says, according to her lawyer, that Amber Heard can't afford to pay the judgment, right? Because the judgment basically, once you know, subtract some of the things that the court did, whatever. It's probably about 10, it's like $10.5 million, something like that. And she can't afford to pay the judgment. How can she afford a long, drawn out appeal process? Just a thought. All right, stay tuned. We have Dante's Hot Takes coming up next here on The Outlaws.
Yo, what's up? Bring the noise right here, Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. You are tuned in the Outlaws Radio Show.
Yeah, this is Chris Gotti. And you're listening to the number one radio show, The Outlaws. You heard me? Adventure Music supports Chris Gotti. Go check him out.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coco Brown, and you're listening to The Outlaws Radio Show.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy SNMJT, and I'm with Outlaws.
Welcome back to The Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Outlaws. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you listen to the show on Apple, make sure you leave us a 5-star review and a comment. It's very important for the algorithm. And thank you for those of you who have already done so. And now is the time of the show that we like to call Dante's Hot Takes.
Telling the truth, whether you like it or not. Yes. It's Dante's Hot Takes on the Outlaws Radio Show.
So I saw this story earlier today and was a little nervous because Ron DeSantis, you know, quietly we have a little joke saying Ron DeSantis, you know, maybe he'll be, you know, all the good versions of Trump without the bad stuff, right? So I saw this story today about Ron DeSantis in the Special Olympics and was like, uh-oh. May need a new 2024 candidate, because most of the headlines regarding this situation are saying Ron DeSantis bullied the Special Olympics into dropping their vaccine mandate. Just a little bit of background. In the state of Florida, it is illegal for a company to require proof of vaccination for COVID-19. The Special Olympics, which is set to take place this weekend, had a vaccine requirement. So Ron DeSantis and the Health Board of Florida sent them a $27 million fine, claiming that they violated state law over 5,500 different times based on the number of participants and the Special Olympics requiring vaccinations. So subsequently, later this week, it came out today that the Special Olympics dropped their vaccine requirement, and the mainstream media that has apparently wanted to dump on Ron DeSantis for quite some time is saying that he bullied the Special Olympics by making them drop their vaccine mandate. The Special Olympics basically put out a statement saying, listen, we'll drop it because we don't want to fight. We just want to play. And obviously, you know, DeSantis went at it with Disney, calling them too woke. He's gone at it against critical race theory, with schools and the LGBT community, with schools and Disney. So they were looking to get him. But the other side of this story is that we're dealing with people who have disabilities and those who are handicapped. Everybody may not be able to take the vaccine. So in a sense, Ron DeSantis is looking out for people who have disabilities and couldn't take the vaccine. A lot of that stuff is private, but there was one special needs young lady who was at Ron DeSantis' press conference and thanked him because, you know, he allowed her to participate in the Special Olympics. And obviously, you know, he is using her as a political prop, and that always kind of makes me uncomfortable, as I've said before on this show. But this is just another example, again, of when the mainstream media gives you a story and it feels bad, peel back the curtain a little bit just to see, because if it's about someone who they don't like, it's probably not as bad as it seems. And there may be a catch in it. And there was definitely a catch in this one as well. So this was interesting how it played out, but no vaccine requirement now for the Special Olympics.
And so on that note, considering the topic, I am not going to go to Robin because I am going to protect her in her best interest, so she don't say nothing that gets us all canceled on the air. So Dante, let me know how to follow you, sir.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tae Brye, TaeBrye.
Miss O'Malley.
So you can follow me on Instagram at Real Robin O'Malley, and you can follow me on Twitter at Real Robin O.
And you can follow me at Dita Kingpin everywhere. That's DTHEKINGPIN. We are out of here. We'll see you next time. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network. First-class broadcasting worldwide.